إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واكتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the second of Ramadan of this year of Hijrah 1446, corresponding to the 2nd of March of the Common Era of 2025. This will be a continuation of our Dars of Tafsir of the Quran from the book of Ibn Juzay. Ibn Juzay al-Ghirnati, Muhammad ibn Ahmad, that is the Tashil, At-Tashil, which we have started in the mosque, in the Zayd ibn Haritha Mosque. So this will be a continuation, which will be, inshallah, continuing this Dars in the month of Ramadan every other day, starting with today, inshallah. So today we will start with Surah Al-Fatiha, because we have in the previous two sessions, we have talked in the first session, we have the discourse in the first session was on Al-Isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah. Then the second one is the Basmala, the second session. Now we are going to start with the first surah, Al-Fatiha, inshallah. So our reciter will recite, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Lord of Mercy, the Giver of Mercy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise belongs to Allah alone, the Lord and the Sustainer of the worlds. Ar-Rahmani r-Rahim, the Giver of the Lord of Mercy and the Giver of Mercy. Maliki yawmi ddin, Master of the Day of Judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, you alone do we worship and from you alone do we seek help. Ihdina siratan mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Siratan ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those who you have shown favor upon them. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim, not the path of those who incur your anger, who incur wrath. Waladdallin, not of those who have gone astray. This is the meaning in English of this surah. But Ibn Juzay, he mentioned 20 points regarding this surah, which includes the tafsir, and we'll go through them, inshallah. He starts by saying that watusamma suratul hamdulillah. This chapter of the Quran, this surah, is also given the name alhamdulillah. That is, praise belongs to Allah. And in another narration, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, the whole. Wa fatihatil kitab. It is also called the opening of the book, because fatiha means the opening. So it is also called fatihatil kitab. Walwaqiyah, It is also called Al-Waqiya, the protector. Wa-Shafiya, Al-Shafiya, the cure. And the surah that cures. Wa-Sab'i Al-Mathani, it is also called Al-Sab'i Al-Mathani, the seven of frequently repeated chapter. This, he mentioned here five names. There are eight names of Fatiha that have that are from the Quran and the Sunnah. It is called Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of Anas ibn Malik, that he used to open the prayer with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that is a name. It is also called in the Quran Sab'ul Mathani. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. So that's the second name. It is also called Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, the mighty Qur'an. It is also called Ummul Qur'an. In the hadith, in many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah does not accept a prayer without reciting Ummul Qur'an. So he called it Ummul Qur'an. That is the source of the Qur'an. The Umm is the foundation, the source of everything, because mothers are the source of their children. So Ummul Qur'an means the source of the Qur'an. It is also called Ummul Kitab, the source of the book, like in the hadith of Aisha. Laik banu salatan lam yuqra'u fiha bi Ummul Kitab. It is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also called Al-Shafiya, Ar-Ruqya, that is the encanter, the cure through incantations, because it came in the hadith of Abu Sa'id, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ أَنَّهَا رُقْيَةً. What informed you that it is a cure through incantation? A ruqya is when you make incantations seeking cure from an ailment. And then these are part of, there are eight names. They have come from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And the scholars of Ulum al-Quran, did I mention I mentioned Fatihatul Kitab,
Yes.
And Ar-Ruqya and Ummul Quran,
Ash-Shafiya
and Ummul Kitab,
Sab'
al-Mathani and Al-Quran al-Azim, and then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. These are the eight names from the Quran and the Sunnah. But the names, some scholars, they have counted the names of Fatiha up to 25 names, like Imam Suyuti did in Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran. He mentioned 25 names, but they are not actually names. They are attributes, description. You know, just like you say, Zaid, the scholar, Ko Zaid, Ko Said, the cameraman. You know, that is not a proper name, but it's a description. Or you say you call somebody the ambassador. That is a description. Okay, he's not the digital one. Some of the names that have been mentioned, they are not actually proper names. They are descriptions. They are attributes of the surah, because they describe the surah. They describe this chapter of the Quran, which is the greatest chapter in the Quran, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a chapter in the Quran similar to which has not been revealed neither in the Quran nor the Torah nor the Injil. It is Fatihat al-Kitab and the Khawatim Surah al-Baqarah, the two final verses of Surah al-Baqarah. And in the hadith of Abu Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him while he was praying and he did not answer because he was praying. So he quickly finished his prayer, then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, I called you and you did not answer. Have you not heard that Allah has said, O you who believe, answer the call of Allah and the Prophet when they call you to what will give you life. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I was praying. So he did not object, but he told him, which means that he should have answered even though he was in prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his hand and he said, I will teach you, I will mention to you a chapter of the Quran that is, there is no verse or nothing has been revealed like it, neither in the Quran, nor in the Torah, nor in the Gospels, the Injil. He says, here, Fatihatul Kitab. He said, here, Sab'ul Mathani, wal Quran al-Azim. It is the seven verses that are repeated over and over again, and it is the mighty Quran. Wafiha ishruna fa'ida. There are 20 important points regarding the tafsir of this surah. Siwa ma taqaddama fil lughati min tafsiri al-fadhiha. Apart from what has been mentioned before regarding the explanation of its words, of its expressions, because in under basmala we the Imam Ibn Juzay, he spoke about the meaning of Allah, the meaning of Ar-Rahman, and the meaning of Ar-Rahim. وَاخْتُلِفَ هَلْ هِيَ مَكِّيَّةَ أَوْ مَدَنِيَّةَ. There is difference of opinion regarding the revelation of this verse. Was it revealed in Mecca or was it revealed in Medina? وَلَا خِلَافَ أَنَّ الْفَاتِحَةَ سَبْعُ آيَاتٍ. There is no discrepancy, no difference of opinion that Fatiha has got seven verses, because it's mentioned in the Quran. As-sab' وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ. So the seven is reference to Al-Fatiha. It has seven verses. إِلَّا أَنَّ الشَّافِعِي يَعُدُّ الْبَسْمَلَةَ آيَةً مِنْهَا. Except that Imam al-Shafi'i, he regards Al-Basmala as a verse of Al-Fatiha. This we have mentioned during our dars regarding Al-Basmala. وَمَالِكْ يُسْكِطُهَا. And Malik, he does not regard it as an ayah of Al-Fatiha. وَيَعُدُّ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And he counts أَنْعَمْتْ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ as a verse. So according to Malik, the first verse is, the first three verses, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. The fourth verse is, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The fifth verse is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then the sixth verse is Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Then the seventh verse is Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim waladdali. But according to Shafi'i, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim waladdali is the seventh verse, because he regards Bismillahir Rahman Rahim as the first verse. And if you remember during our dars on Al-Basmala, we explained that the strongest opinion is that it's not a verse in Surah Al-Fatiha. The hadith of Abu Huraira was cited as the proof for that. Al-Fa'idatul Ula, the first fa'ida, qira'atul fatihati fi salati wajibatun 'inda Malikin wa Shafi'i. Reciting Al-Fatiha, the opening, in prayer is obligatory in the madhab of Malik and Ash-Shafi'i. It is obligatory because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "La salata liman lam yaqra bi fatihati al-kitab." There is no prayer on the one who did not recite the opening of the book, the Fatiha. خِلَافًا لِأَبِي حَنِيفَ, contrary to what Imam Abu Hanifa has said, because he says that you can recite any chapter of the Quran. وَحُجَّتُهُمَا قَوْلُهُ لِلَّذِي عَلَّمَهُ الصَّلَاةِ اِقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. I think there is a printing error here. It should be وَحُجَّتُهُ, because this is the proof of Abu Hanifa, not the proof for Malik and Shafi. Because Abu Hanifa, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the person whom he was teaching how to pray, اقرأ ما تيسر من القرآن, recite what is available for you, what is within your ability of the Quran. So this is Imam Abu Hanifa says this is the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't specify Fatiha. He said whatever you are able. So Fatiha is not part of, it's not obligatory according to Abu Hanifa. But it is true the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this. But he also said there is no prayer on the one who does not recite Fatiha. So it shows that this is the least of what you should be able to recite in prayer. And in the hadith of Jabir, either Jabir or Aisha, I have forgotten the companion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اقرأ في صلاتك بفاتحة الكتاب وما تيسر. Recite in your prayer with فاتحة الكتاب and what you are able to recite of the Quran. So he makes recitation of Fatiha fundamental. The only exception is the one who is new in Islam. Such a person, he can recite what he can. Even if he doesn't have Quran, he can just recite Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught one of the new converts to Islam, that among the people who embraced Islam newly, he did not have the time to learn how to recite Fatiha, and he told him to do the Al-Baqiyatu Salihat, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. But for the one who is able, there is no prayer on the one who prays without reciting Fatiha. الفائدة الثانية, number two, the second point, اختلف هل أول الفاتحة على إدمار القول تعليما للعباد أي قولوا الحمد لله. There is also a difference of opinion. The beginning of Fatiha, is it based on an instruction to say, to state? It's as though Allah is saying قولوا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Or it is Allah Himself who is saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this is a difference of opinion among the Mufassirun. And the second opinion is stronger, because in many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has praised Himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La ahad أحب إليه المدح من الله من أجل ذلك مدح نفسه. There is no one to whom praise is more beloved to him than Allah. That is why he praised himself. So where did Allah praise himself? Where he said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And he also said Alhamdulillahi الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا. All this is Allah praising himself, which is a testimony of this hadith. So actually it is the stronger opinion is that where Allah says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is Allah himself making that praise. That is why the praise, given praise to Allah, is the best that somebody can see, because you are taking part in something which Allah Himself has done or is doing. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are joining Allah in the same action. Just as Allah has praised Himself, you are also praising Allah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, when he raised up from the ruku, he used to say, when he says, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, mil as-samawati wa mil al-ard wa mil ama baynahuma wa mil ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd, ahla al-thana'i wal-majd, he used to say, ahakku ma qala al-abd. This is the best that the slave will say. This is the best that the slave says, to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ إِذْمَارِ الْقَوْلِ فِي إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَمَا بَعْدَهُ. But when we come to إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, we have to say that there is, we have to intend that there is an, this is an instruction. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, definitely it's not Allah who is saying that. We the slaves, we are saying it. So we are being instructed. It's as though Allah has said, say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. الفائدة الثالثة, the third point is, الْحَمْدُ أَعَمُّ مِنَ الشُّكْرِ. Here is going to, he is going to make the relationship between Alhamd and Ash-Shukr. Alhamd is praise. Praise is saying, declaring good attributes, good qualities, good description, raining praises, that is saying good things about the one whom you are praising. And shukr is thankfulness, is gratitude, showing gratitude. There is a relationship between the two. Alhamd and shukr. He says, Alhamd a'ammu min ash-shukr. Praise is more general than showing gratitude. It is more general than a shukr. لِأَنَّ الشُّكْرَ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا جَزَاءً عَلَى نِعْمَةً. Because gratitude, it is only expressed when you are showing as a result of a favor that was shown upon you. When a favor is bestowed upon you, you show gratitude, isn't it? You show gratitude, you show thankfulness. But praise is not just because a favor is shown upon you. وَالْحَمْدُ يَكُونُ جَزَاءً كَالشُّكْرُ. But praise, it can become a thankfulness. It can become the result of receiving a favor, just like thankfulness, just like gratitude. When somebody has given you, you say, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is looking for, when he is seeking something that is good and it comes to pass and he receives that favor, he used to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Praise belongs to Allah, who by his favor good things are accomplished. Now this is hamd and is shukr. As a result of the favor, he says Alhamdulillah. So Alhamd can be based on receiving a favor, as a result of receiving a favor. وَيَكُونُ ثَنَاءً ابْتِدَاءً. But praise, it can also become a singing of praise right from the beginning. Right from the beginning you praise Him. Like you say, Allah is the mighty, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the most wonderful. Without even without any connection to a favor that you have received from Allah. Because Allah deserves to be praised. Allah, by His being Allah, He is deserving of praise. So even if He has not shown any favor upon you, He deserves praise. But that's not thankfulness. Because thankfulness, gratitude, you only do it if favor has been shown upon you. كما أن الشكر قد يكون أعم من قد يكون أعم من الحمد. Also, gratitude can be more general than alhamd. Can be more general than الشكر praise. لأن الحمد باللسان. Because praise is only with the tongue. والشكر باللسان والقلب والجوارح. But showing gratitude, it is with the tongue, with the heart, and with your lips. But praise, it can only be with your tongue. You understand the relationship. So there is a relationship of one being a subset of the other with different considerations. Ash-shukr is a subset of alhamd, where you are talking of where the consideration is the result, where the consideration is mentioning of the praise. You give praise to Allah whether He has shown favor upon you or He has not. But you only give thanks, you only show thankfulness to Allah when He has shown favor upon you. And alhamd is a subset of ash-shukr. When you are when the consideration is the medium of expression, how do you express it? You express hamd only with your tongue. You only say alhamdulillah. You can't praise Allah with your actions. You can't praise Allah with your heart. You don't praise Allah with your heart. You praise Allah with your tongue. But ash-shukr, you show gratitude to Allah with your heart. How do you show gratitude to Allah with your heart? How do you give thankfulness to Allah with your heart? You do that by accepting, by recognizing the favor as being the favor of Allah. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever favor you have, it is from Allah. When your heart submits to that, that is showing gratitude to Allah. You show gratitude to Allah with your tongue. You say ashukru lillah, or you say alhamdulillah. You praise Allah for the favor He has given you. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. And you show gratitude to Allah with your lips. With your lips. As Allah says, i'malu ala Dawood shukra. O family of Dawood, walk with gratitude. That is, do acts of gratitude to Allah. What are the acts of gratitude? Which is that you subjugate the favor of Allah along the path of His pleasure. إِذَا فَهِمْتَ أُمُومَ الْحَمْدِ. Now when you know the generality, the general the connotation of hamd, to show that it is wide and encompassing to a situation of receiving favor or not receiving favor. عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ قَوْلَكَ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ يَكْتَذِ الثَّنَاءَ عَلَيْهِ. When you say Alhamdulillah, this encompasses praise to Allah. لِمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْجَلَالِ. Because of what He has of might. وَالْعَظَمَ. Because of what He has of al-jalal, is majesty. وَالْعَظَمَ, might. وَالْوَحْدَانِيَ, unity. وَالْعِزَّ, invincibility. وَالْإِفْضَال, and showing favors. وَالْعِلْمِ, knowledge. وَالْمَقْدِرَ, power. وَالْحِكْمَ, wisdom. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ. And the other attributes of Allah. All the attributes of Allah, they point to His sublimity, His perfection, His goodness. And by virtue of His attributes, He deserves to be praised. Allah deserves to be praised. وَيَتَضَمَّنُ مَعَانِي أَسْمَائِهِ الْحُسْنَ التِّسْعَةَ وَالتِّسْعِينَ. And all this, it contains the meanings of His beautiful names, the 99 beautiful names of Allah. Allah has got 99 beautiful names. They are not the only names of Allah, but He has got 99. Whoever memorizes them and believes in them, he will enter paradise, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. وَيَكْتَبِي شُكْرَهُ. Now this is one connotation. When you say Alhamdulillah, there is this, the praise. Then there is also the thanks. It also encompasses giving thanks to him. وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ, and also praising him. بِكُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ أَعْطَى, with all, with each favor that he has given. وَرَحْمَةٍ أَوْلَى, and be every mercy that he has shown. جَمِيعَ خَلْقِهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى, that he has given to all of his creation in the hereafter and in this world. فَيَا لَهَا مِنْ كَلِمَةٍ جَمَعَتْ مَا تَضِيقُ عَنْهُ الْمُجَلَّدَاتِ. So how wonderful this word is. It has encompassed what volumes of books are needed in order to express it. Imagine the beautiful attributes of Allah. For each attribute of Allah, pray, you can give praise to Allah for that. And imagine the amount of favors that Allah has shown to all his creation, in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah is deserving of praise for that. So expressing that praise to Allah, it is in need of volumes of works. وَاتَّفَقَ دُونَ عَدِّهِ أُقُولُ الْخَلَائِقِ, and counting this, it is impossible for the minds of the creation to count all that you can say Alhamdulillah. وَيَكْفِيكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَهَا أَوَّلَ كِتَابِهِ وَآخِرَ دَعْوَى أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It is enough for you that Allah has made Alhamdu the opening of his book, and he has made Alhamdulillah the final prayer of the dwellers of Jannah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That is the final prayer of the dwellers of Jannah. And also it is the final statement that will be said at the end of the day of judgment, the day of compensation. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That's the final. And you see the angels shoring, covering with their wings, surrounding the mighty throne. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. The judgment has been executed between them with the truth. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it is declared, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's the final. After hisab and everything, the final word that will be said is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So it is, and that is why it is the greatest. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. Saying Alhamdulillah, it fills the scales of good deeds. Just saying Alhamdulillah, it fills the scales of your good actions. الفائدة الرابعة, the fourth فائدة, الشكر باللسان هو الثناء على المنعم والتحدث بالنعم. Showing gratitude, giving thankfulness, showing thanks with your tongue is you praise the one who has given you favors, and you express, you talk about the favors. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. With regards to the favor of your Lord, فَحَدِّثْ, declare it. So ashukr, when you do give thanks over a favor of Allah, you do it by two things. By praising Allah for what he has done. Allah has given me life. Whatever I ask, Allah has given me. I was seeking the help of Allah over this affair of mine, standing up in the night for prayer, and finally Allah gave me. And then you speak about that favor. talk about it. You don't hide the favor of Allah. I was nothing, Allah made me something. I had nothing, Allah gave me everything. I had, I was lowly, Allah uplifted me. You speak about it, don't hide it. That is showing thanks to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "At-tahadduthu bin ni'am shukr." That is, speaking about favors of Allah is in itself giving thanks. This is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but actually it is a weak hadith. At-tahadduthu bin ni'am shukr. Wa kufranuha wa juhuduha kufr. And denying the favor is rejection. وَمَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ الْقَلِيلِ لَا يَشْكُرُ الْكَثِيرِ. The one who does not give thanks over something that is small will not give thanks over something that is big. وَمَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And whoever is not thankful to people will not be thankful to Allah. This is the hadith, but the hadith, the last portion of the hadith is sahih li ghayrihi. It is an authentic hadith because it has been reported with other isnads. But the beginning of the hadith is a weak narration, but the meaning is true, because part of showing thanks is to speak about the favor of Allah. وَالشُّكْرُ بِالْجَوَارِحِ هُوَ الْأَمَلُ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَتَرْكِ مَعَاصِيهِ. And giving, being thankful with your limbs is you act with obedience, with acts of obedience to Allah, and turn away from acts of disobedience. وَالشُّكْرُ بِالْقَلْبِ هُوَ مَعْرِفَةُ مِقْدَارِ النِّعْمَةِ. And giving thanks with your heart is to know the importance of the favor of Allah. Or rather, to know that the favor of Allah, that the favor, it came from Allah. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. So this is, here Ibn Juzay is showing to us how you give thanks with your tongue, with your limbs, and with your heart. وَالْإِلْمُ بِأَنَّهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Also to know that it is from Allah alone. وَالْإِلْمُ بِأَنَّهَا تَفَضُّلُ اللَّهِ بِاسْتِحْقَاقِ الْأَبْدِ. And also the knowledge that it is by mere favor from Allah, not because of entitlement. So three things you have to do to give thanks with your tongue. The first is for you to know that it is from Allah. The second is to know that it is just by the favor of Allah. Allah just gave you out of His favor, not because you are entitled, not because you have a right to it. You don't have a right over any favor that Allah has given you. If you are created as a human being, it's not your right. Allah could have decided to create you as a donkey, and you can't object. Don't you think that a donkey has ruh? It has a spirit, and Allah created it as a donkey. If it was by choice, will a donkey choose to be a donkey? If it is by choice. If to say Allah has gathered people and said, has gathered the whole of creation, what do you want to be? I want to be a lion. I want to be a camel. I want to be a human being. I want to be a jinn. I want to be an angel. No. It is just by the favor of Allah when He gave you a favor. It's not by istihqaq. It's not by a right. That's the second thing. And the third thing, to know the major, the extent, the greatness of the favor. To know the greatness of the favor. And how do you know the greatness of a favor? Think of what it would have been without that favor. Allah has made you a Muslim. What would it have been for you if you are not a Muslim? To say that you don't know Allah, you don't know the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't believe in the Prophet, how terrible would that be? When you are driving, and for a few seconds your eyesight was diverted away from the road, and immediately something just brought your eyesight to the road and you immediately saw that you were heading to go and hit a tree or and hit the pavement and then you swerved. How great is that favor? What if you had not turned your eyesight to see the obstruction and to turn away from it? So that is all part of giving thanks with your heart. So three things. Remember them. مقدار النعمة وأنها من الله وحده أنها بالتفضل لا بالاستحقاق. The extent of the favor, that it is from Allah and it is by mere favor of Allah, not by entitlement. وَأَلَمْ know that النعم التي يجب الشكر عليها لا تحصى. The favors of Allah that is obligatory upon you to give thanks to Allah over them, they are limitless. There is no limit to them. ولكنها تنحصر في ثلاثة أقسام. But the favors of Allah, they are in three categories. Even though the individual favors are countless, but they are in three categories. نعم دنيوية. Favors that are attached, that are connected to this world. كالعافية والمال. Like health and wealth. Health and wealth. Who can give you health? If you want to know the extent of the favor of the favor of Allah by giving you health, go to the hospital. Visit the sick in the hospital. Visit the one who is. Look at the people who suffer from a stroke. They want to speak, they can't. And you see him crying because he wants to say something. You can see him making the urge, but he can't, because that favor has been taken away. So that is al-afiyah, health, wal-mal, and wealth. That one only Allah can give you. You see someone, he will wake up at 4 a.m. walking, cracking his brain. He is a first class in his field of study. And yet, he can't make 1,000 naira. And you see someone, he doesn't go out, he sleeps all day, and he has millions coming to him.
Eh? That's the favor.
Eh? That's the favor. That's the favor. It's mere favor of Allah. So that is the first category. Ni'amun duniawiyya. Favors that are connected to the world. Wa ni'amun diniyya. And favors that are connected to the religion. Kal ilmi wa taqwa. Like knowledge. Knowledge of the deen. To become a scholar among the heirs to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa taqwa and fear of Allah. A taqwa is a favor of Allah. You see, you are restricted to the path of obedience to Allah. And you see maybe your colleagues, they spend their time in acts of disobedience. But you have been protected. That is a favor of Allah that is connected to the religion. وَنِعَمٌ أُخْرَوِيَّ. And favors that are connected to, and favors that are of the hereafter. وَهِيَ جَزَاؤُهُ بِالثَّوَابِ الْكَثِيرِ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ فِي الْعُمُرِ الْقَصِيرِ. Which is the reward that Allah gives with an immense reward over a little action that you have done in a life that is short. The whole life is 60, 70. Very few will go beyond 70, isn't it? And yet, the reward that you will get is for eternity. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So is it comparable? It's not commensurate with what you have done. That is why it is a favor. Even to stay in the grave, imagine the people that have died thousands of years ago. They are still waiting for the day of judgment. And in that situation, those who have acted righteously within the short period of time that they lived, their reward will be flowing to them while they are in their graves. they will be receiving their reward over and over again. And imagine, very little word, and it has immense reward in the sight of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words, two expressions, they are very light on the tongue, they are beloved in the sight of the merciful Lord, and they are heavy on the scales. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Their reward is immense. And there are words that are easily said on the tongue. And look at the woman who gave water, the adulterous woman, who fetched water and gave it to the thirsty dog to drink. And Allah was thankful to her. And He forgave her. And this was a woman who was an adulteress, who was not acting righteously. But because, look at the little action she did. Very little. Maybe she didn't even feel she had done something good. She just did it. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not denigrate any act of goodness. Anything. Do not denigrate it. Because you don't know. Maybe it is from that act that you will earn the forgiveness of Allah. So that is the nature of the favors of the hereafter. The favors of the hereafter, they are immense. And they are given as a compensation for something that is little, that is done over a very short period of time. وَالنَّاسُ فِي الشُّكْرِ عَلَى مَقَامَيْنِ. People have got two stations regarding thankfulness. Regarding thankfulness, there are two stations of people. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَشْكُرُ عَلَى النِّعَمِ الْوَاصِلَةِ إِلَيْهِ خَاصَّةِ. There are those who are only thankful regarding favors that have come to him exclusively. What was given to him alone, he shows thankfulness. He is thankful over the knowledge Allah has given him, the health, the wealth, and so on. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَنْ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ عَلَى النِّعَمِ الْوَاصِلَةِ إِلَى جَمِيعِهِ. And among them, this is the second station, there are those who are thankful to Allah on behalf of the whole of creation over the favors that Allah has bestowed upon all of them. He looks at the collective. He looks at the collective. So this is the part of the prophets. They are always thinking of the favor of Allah on the whole of creation. So they are bothered when there is famine. They go out to pray, Allah give us rainfall. But some people, what bothers them is when they wake up, they don't have money in their pocket. But this one, he is bothered over the descent of the favor of Allah to give security to the creation of Allah over things that will involve the whole of creation. That is, they are not selfish. They have this general outlook. They think of the society. They think of the whole of creation. They think of the environment. And they consider that we have to give thanks to Allah over what Allah does to us. He provides air. He provides rainfall. He provides abundant food. He provides security. And you see the favor of Allah that is encompassing to the whole of creation. Then he said, Al-shukru ala thalathi darajat. Also, thankfulness has got three levels. Fadarajatul awam al-shukru ala ni'am. The level of the generality of people is to show thankfulness over the favors. Wadarajatul khawas, and the level of the elite, the selected few, ashukru ala ni'ami wa niqami wa ala kulli hal. That is to give thanks over favors and over difficulties as well, and in every situation. Even a niqam, punishment, you give thanks to Allah because you witness the favor of Allah in the denial. When you are looking, that is, you give thanks over the favor that has come to you. And what has eluded you, what you did not get, you were praying that you will get this job, and you didn't get it. You give thanks to Allah over that. Said, if I had gotten the job, it would have been a source of calamity for me. It would have been a source of destruction for me. So you give thanks to Allah over even what has been denied to you of favor. Wa ala kulli halan, in every situation you are thankful. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to give thanks to Allah in every situation. He used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise belongs to Allah in every situation. وَدَرَجَةُ الْخَوَاسِ الْخَوَاسِ, and the level of the select of the elite, the elite of the elite. أَنْ يَغِيبَ أَنَ النِّعْمَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْمُنْعِمِ, that is, you don't witness the favor, you only witness the one who does the favor. You only see the beautiful actions of Allah. قَالَ رَجُلٌ لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ ibn Adham. A person said to Ibrahim ibn Adham, he's one of the people of ibadah. Al-fuqara idha muni'u shakaru wa idha u'tu atharu. The real fuqara, those who are the wayfarers, those who are following the path of drawing near to Allah, they are the ones whom, if they are denied something, they are thankful. وَإِذَا أُعْطُوا آثَرُوا, and when they are given, they prefer others above them. This is the perfection of human character. When you are denied, you are thankful. So what more of when you are given? And when they are given what they have, they prefer others over them. وَمِنْ فَضِيلَةِ الشُّكُرِ, among the excellence of thankfulness, annahu min sifatil haqq, it is among the attributes of the real Lord Allah, the truthful Lord. Wa min sifatil khalq, it is also among the attributes of creation. Fa inna min asma'illah, because among the names of Allah, ash-shakir wash-shakur wa huwa al-ghafur ash-shakur. وَقَدْ فَسَّرْتُهُمَا فِي اللُّغَةِ, and I have given the meaning in the literary meaning of them. So we will stop here, inshallah. And day after tomorrow, we will continue on Al-Fa'idatul Khamisa. Questions? Questions, they will start tomorrow. Because we have already, it's already 1 hour, and our dars together with the questions is going to be 1 hour. So bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, day after tomorrow, that is on Tuesday, we will hold our dars in the library, not here. If you want the table, put the table in the library. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-thabata fil amri wal 'azimata 'ala ar-rushd wa nas'aluka shukra ni'matik wa nas'aluka husna 'ibadatik wa nas'aluka qalban salima wa nas'aluka lisanan sadiqa wa nas'aluka min khayri ma ta'lam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ta'lam wa nastaghfiruka lima ta'lam innaka ta'lamu wa لا نعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.